بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، in the name of God, God's name, Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. There is only one God. There is no other God but Him. We witness that He is one, and there is nothing to be worshipped along with Him as a God. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Qur'an was revealed, is his servant and his messenger. He has said in the Qur'an of Muhammad, God says to Muhammad in the Qur'an, that he is a mercy to all the worlds. رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, a mercy to all the worlds. And God says of him, that he is a model human person for any who believes in God and the last day. Who believes in God and believes in the last day. That is to say, they believe in God and also believe that they owe their obedience to God, that they have to face God one day. And God is going to conclude everything. This life, this world, our situation in it, whether we have been treated fairly or unfairly, and our own conduct, whether we behave with a conscience or have had any respect for anything, then God is going to judge the world and us. So we, along with other believers, we believe in God, and we believe that we should have a behavior that conforms to the instructions, to the way of God, what God has given to us as a way of life, to God's commandments, to God's instructions to us. And Islam, al-Islam, this religion, is the life. It is the life. And when you violate this life, you invite death. You invite death hereafter and death here and now. The call to Islam is a call to life. It's the call to life. God says in our holy book, to those who hear the invitation to come to Islam, and also those who have already professed with their tongues that they are Muslims, the question is asked by God, what is the matter with you that you don't respond? When you are invited to that, a call to that, that gives you life, that gives you life. Life here and life hereafter. So God wants life for us, and God wants the best life for us. He wants the life that He created every human person for. And that life will please us. It will please our souls. It will bring our hearts to happiness and peace. It will put our minds at rest, where our minds won't be tormented all the time. It's the peace. It's the life, and it is the peace that God created us for. He created us for a life, and He created us for a pleasant state of mind, a pleasant human condition. It is the life, and it is the peace. Al-Islam is the peace. and al-Islam is the life. When Muslims in Muslim countries are in a Muslim neighborhood or Muslim environment, begin their day awakening to the Adhan. And you just heard the Adhan. And the Adhan begins with, God is greater. That is to say to us, God is more important than anything else. Well, wake up. This is what you hear before you get out of the bed. Fajr time. Before the sunrise. The Muezzin, the one responsible to make the Adhan. He says, God is greater. Or as some translations go, God is the greatest. Because God is greater. He repeats it. God is greater. So we are to awake whether there's an Adhan being called or not in the morning. We are to awake, and the first thing we should be aware of is that God is greater. So as you open your eyes and you're aware that you're awake, you should say, Allahu Akbar. This is Islam.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's go to the call of life. Let's get back to the call to life. Islam is a call to life. It is called Dawah. Islam is called Dawah. It's one of his names. And God says, call to the way of God. Ito. Yasabilillah. Bil hikmah. Wa ma'u'idatil hasana. With wisdom. With logic.
Yes.
With logic. Not guesswork. Bil hikmah. With the logic. And ma'u'ida. A preaching voice. That is hasana. Hasana. Hasana means beautiful and excellent. Beautiful and excellent. Many things are excellent but might not be beautiful to my taste, just to your taste. But hasana is beautiful and excellent to any person's taste. And any person sees it or hears it, was that beautiful? Yes. And if he's an intelligent person, was that excellent? Yes. Some of us just can see the beauty. We can't see the excellence. But this word is both. It combines both. Beauty and excellence. Ma'u'idatil hasana. And God tells us to argue with the people who are not stating the matter correctly. Wajadilhum. Billati hiya ahsan. And debate them or argue with them, but billati hiya ahsan, with that which is most beautiful and excellent. Islam is a call to the life, and Christianity is supposed to be a call to the life. Yes, I can't speak for them, but I know what they believe, or what is indicated in their teachings, is a call to life. So Islam comes after Christianity. After Jesus Christ. Because really there was no Christianity until after Jesus died. Then there was Christianity. But while he lived, he didn't call the religion any Christianity. Jesus never did that. Nor did his disciples while he lived. This is record. Bible record and Christian record. Christian history record. Okay. So we are to debate them, argue with them, but from our good spirit and good sentiments and good feelings. If you're already angry with them, you can't argue with them. Billati hiya ahsan. No, you can't do that. You can't fulfill that. Because you're not even in a state of mind. You don't have a spirit. You're not in a condition to fulfill that requirement that your speech be beautiful. an excellent speech. This religion is a religion of peace.
Yes, it is.
It's a religion of love.
Yes.
It's a religion that wants to see the human beings all living as one big, beautiful family. This is Islam. Now, we have come by strange routes to this religion.
Yes, sir.
So we have to now, and we can't escape the truth anymore. No, time out for the falsehood.
There it is.
Time out for the gambling. Throw on the dice to see what is the answer to the scriptural question. Time out for that. The clear truth has come. It's here. And the world knows it. CNN, they put it everywhere. If we don't say what is Al-Islam, the media will tell the world public what is Al-Islam. So time is out for hiding and pretending. We have to come to the truth and see the light. And see the light. And live the light. Live this religion. Live the truth and beauty of this religion. Not just its truth. It's truth and its beauty.
Yes.
And Islam has a beauty and a truth.
Wow.
And it's revealed to appeal to those who have an appetite for beauty and truth. Not just for truth, but for beauty and truth. The human being is a creature of beauty and reality. Not just reality, beauty and reality. Beauty is real for us. That's part of our great reality. Beauty. You don't look for a baboon when you're looking for a wife. You don't want a lips on over here. You want a lips that it's supposed to be. You're not looking for something deformed. So you have a sense of correctness. You have a sense of beauty and correctness. God created you that way. Then he gives you a religion that helps you to come into more appreciation of greater beauty, divine beauty.
Yes.
Yes. And truth. The call to the life. Call to the life. And it's no accident that Muhammad the Prophet in the call, the Adhan, comes before the real call to prayer, worship, and success.
That's right.
Yes. All right. We say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu, the partner Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Yes.
And we say it twice.
Yes.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Twice. Then we say, now, Hayya ala salah. And God says that every creature, he created all the creatures, knows its mode of prayer. Every creature knows its mode of prayer. This is in the Quran. God says it in the Quran. And here's Muhammad, a man that kept the excellence that God created him for. Every baby is born with that excellence. There are no criminals born from the mother today. All of them are innocent.
Yes.
And all of them are Muslims, according to the teaching of our Prophet Muhammad. So every child is born a Muslim and becomes something else because of the circumstances that child is put into. Christian, Buddhist, a Jew, or something like that. Becomes that because of the circumstance. But the correct life for every human being is Muslim.
Yes.
That's what his nature is. Original nature is Muslim. That we find, whenever we find any baby just born, we find a Muslim just born.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to obey God,
mm-hmm.
ready to follow good instructions.
Right.
Until we get older, then the mind changes.
Yeah. Mm.
So it is a call to the life, this religion, a call to the life. And Muhammad is the life.
Right.
The Quran is the life.
Yes, sir.
The Quran is the food for the life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes the life anew. That increases the life of the life.
Yeah.
A baby is born and it takes the milk from its mother. Later it takes the food that we all eat, the grown-up food. And as it takes food, its life builds up.
That's right.
And the frail or weak creature becomes a strong,
right. Yeah.
Strong creature.
Yeah.
And the creature that had no mind develops into a great mind in time. If the situation is good for it, internally and externally. So Islam is the breath of life.
Yeah.
Islam is the water of life.
Yeah.
Islam is the food of life.
Yeah.
But not from you, not from me, not even from Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from Quran, from God himself. The word of God in the Quran. If we are not called to the Quran and the Quran is the light, why do we say Hayya al-Salah, Hayya al-Salah, Hayya al-Salah, and we began reading Quran?
Right. Right. Yeah.
So that must be what I was called to, because this is what we began to hear,
yeah,
and to give our attention to,
yeah,
the Quran, the word of God.
Right.
So when Allah says come to life, to prayer, come to success, God is saying to us, come to the Quran, come to my word, come to the Quran,
yes,
and come there to have life,
yes,
because the word that says come, the Arabs didn't use that word before, that's Islamic influence term. It comes from living, which means hayyun. Hayyun is living. Hayyun is living. Hayyi ala salah, hayyi is the order. The order, the imperative. Hayyi ala salah, then come to prayer. This hayyi ala salah, come to success. This prayer invites you to life.
Yes.
And this success is a success in the life.
Right.
That's why hayyi is used, life, living. It's not a call to the dead to come, it's a call to come to life. Not the dead to come up, to rise up from the graves and come up, no. It's not a religion inviting zombies to come to get up, to come to worship. No, it's a religion inviting you to be alive in your human nature, in your best human nature, be alive. And respond to God,
yes,
in your best human nature.
Yes.
Now, isn't that natural of us when we respect God?
Yes.
Isn't it natural for us to want to come to God in our best human nature?
Yes.
We don't want to come sweaty and nasty. We want to wash up and be feeling clean.
Like
we don't want to come with dirty clothes on.
Right.
And God says that when you come to the past, come with the best clothes. Come with your most beautiful garments. And you look good here. Oh,
right.
Look at you. You look good. Allah. Yes. At every prayer time, at every masjid, God says, come with your beautiful garments,
yes,
to worship. God is just helping us to get where our own best human nature wants us to go. Now to conclude this, Muhammad the Prophet is called Uswatun Hasana, most excellent model of a human person. And not just for Muslims, God says for any who believes in God and in the last day. For any. So our prophet is a model human person for Christians, Jews, for all decent human people who believe in God and believe that their life is to be a life in accordance with God's instructions,
right,
or God's revealed words.
Right.
Yes. So to understand that the Muhammad, the prophet, is not a prophet, the man that you take into a little small room and say, this is mine. No, he's for everybody out there. He's for the whole human family.
Yes.
Asia.
Yes.
Africa.
Right.
Europe.
Right.
All the lands. All the way around the globe.
Right.
He's the man for all of them. And whether they recognize him or not, God has said he's a mercy to all the world. Rahmatan lil alamin. So unless we see this religion in its complete picture, we'll always be Muslims half fed.
Mm. Yes, sir.
And if you're half fed, you will be half living, half dead.
All right,
so we thank God that we are here. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank God that we are here in this day and time.
Yes, yes.
And Allah is bringing about the conclusion of things.
Yes,
the God, Allah, is bringing about the conclusion of things. And we can't hide. We have to be true.
Right.
Or be condemned as false.
Right.
Yes. And the Christians, we love them.
Yes.
But we know the God that they should worship is the God that Solomon built a temple for.
Yes.
This is in their Bible.
Yes.
And when Solomon built the temple, he said, God, I know this house can't hold you. He was building it for God. But Solomon says in the Bible, says, God, I know this house can't hold you. He said, not even the heavens of heavens can hold you. Meaning the whole universe is too small to contain him. Now that's the God of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. And that's the God that we are talking about when we say with God's words and say to them, your God and our God are one and the same God.
Right.
We're only talking about that God that's in their Bible. All right. So we ask God to guide us always. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We praise God. We witness that He is one and there is nothing to be worshipped other than Him. And we witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger, most honorable and generous messenger of God. His servant and His messenger. Prayers and the peace be upon him and on his family, his descendants, his companions, the like of all. Amen. In concluding today's khutbah, I want to bring a concern to your attention, and that is our youngsters, our teenagers, especially our girls, come into puberty and they still desire for sex. It's natural, it's nature, and they live in an environment that's always questioning and undermining what decent people of religion want for their girls, for their young girls. So be aware of this. This is not to make you aware of it, but this is to tell you something and invite you to think about it that I told you a long time ago. And I was your imam on Stony Island, 72nd in Stony Island. We have our own life as Muslims. What's expected of this public, of the American public, is not what is expected of Muslims.
Yes.
So in this American public, it's expected that a girl is going to, hopefully, she's going to go finish high school, and she's going to, if she could qualify, the parents want her to finish college,
mm-hmm.
and then think about marriage.
Right. Right.
That's what they hope for.
Okay.
And it's very difficult for the average girl to finish college and not have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Or violate the religion.
Mm-hmm.
Have sex
mm-hmm.
out of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And when any of our children survive this, oh, we're so proud of them.
Yes.
And we should be. We should be.
Yes.
Very proud of them. Because we know that they are not the average. They are very, very special when they can survive the sex drive and go through high school, go through college, and that's wonderful if they can do that. But, as I said, most of them don't do that. The great majority of them don't make it. Even our children don't make it. So what are we going to do about that?
Yes, sir.
I want you to think about it again.
Yes.
We have girls, they start feeling their sex urge, 12, 13, 14.
They're very trying years. 13, 14, 15, that's very trying years.
Why don't we go back to the best of the human behavior that many of us had in the South? That's really our Muslim behavior, our original Muslim behavior. That is, this girl wants to have sex and with this boy, and this boy wants to have sex with this girl. We think they can make a good husband and wife in the future. So let's have these two youngsters married. And we know they have to finish this. So let us support them.
Yes,
the family was an institution working to do the best for their descendants, for their children that's coming.
Right.
And the mother was taken care of by the elders in the family.
Right.
The grandmother is she's living. She would take care of that girl. And she would take care of the girl's children. She would help her with them and let her go to school and be educated.
Yeah.
How come we can't do that?
Right.
This is Islamic.
Yeah.
Right. In Muslim countries, do you think that the brothers and sisters, husbands and wives over there, tell their children, well, you got to finish high school, you got to finish college, and when you're 35, you can get married. Because some of us take that long to finish high school and college. The intention is not humor. The intention is to make us sensitive. Yes, we can do that. All we have to do is have a meeting. And the majority of leaders decide, our leaders decide that this is what we want to institute for our community.
Yeah.
And then make it, we have the big convention coming up in September, Labor Day.
Yeah.
If we announce a position on this during the Labor Day week, when we have our Labor Day week, when we have our convention, believe me, it'll be heard by a lot of Muslims.
Yeah.
And non-Muslims too, because it's going to be public. Some of it's going to be live broadcast on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them will hear about it. And even all our Christians will be thinking they do. That's how they originally thought.
Right.
The best of the Christian families used to think that way.
Right.
So let us think about it very seriously, Brother Lamb, and our leaders, the rest of our leaders, our business people, and our educators. Let us think about this very seriously for the next couple of weeks. And get back to me and let me know what you think.
Right.
And if you approve of us calling for this attitude and position, we'll announce that is our position,
yes,
the position of MAS, Muslim American Society, coming Labor Day celebration of our community, Islamic Convention, on Labor Day week. Yes, I'm prepared now, but I don't want my son, who will be old enough to look for a wife in a few years, I don't want him, nor your daughter, or anybody else's daughter, that's lazy. The spirit is always outside, out of the doors, instead of inside, in the home.
Right.
I don't want my son to have a woman like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he may want a woman like that when he gets older. I don't know what he's going to want, but I know I don't know. Yes, I'm prepared now, but I don't want my son,
who will be old enough to look for a wife in a few years. I don't want him marrying your daughter or anybody else's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's lazy. The spirit is always outside, out of the doors instead of inside in the home.
Right.
I don't want my son to have a woman like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he may want a woman like that when he gets older. I don't know what he's going to want, but I know I don't want that for him.
I like that.
Okay? And if he's like that, I don't want him for a good girl.
Yeah,
I don't want him for your good girl. I'll tell you. Brother, you're making a mistake. This daughter ain't fit for your side. We're supposed to be each other's brothers and sisters. We're supposed to tell each other that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother, but you will make a mistake. This daughter of yours shouldn't be married to this son of mine.
Mm-hmm.
All he wanna do is just hang around in the house and look at television until it gets dark, and then he won't go outside. Stay out there until it gets light again. Yeah, he ain't looking for no job. Yeah, we can help each other. And I'm prepared to do that. In fact, I told somebody looking at my daughter, I said, well, you might be making a mistake. Yes, and he was much better than my daughter. This is how I can admit it. He was a much better person than my daughter. So I said, you might be making a mistake. This is Islam. I'm not instituting something.
Yes, sir.
That's not Islam. That's not mine. This is Islam. Yes. Allah says, the virtuous for the virtuous.
Yes.
Isn't this Quran?
Yes.
Yes. Makes of like nature.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. So help me with this community.
Yes, sir.
Because we want to save our children.
Yes.
And we want to save ourselves.
Yes.
Because when they go to hellfire in this life, they take us with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Yes, they take us with them. So we pray to Allah to save us. And Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have faith, O you who believe, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, save your own selves and your family from the fires of hell.
Yes.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفرح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله سبحان الله الحمد لله الفاتحة